came down to the wire for the second straight game against Troy, but for the second straight game against Troy, Georgia Southern gets it done. Overtime last night, regulation this game, 63-56 to sweep the weekend. Improved to 3-3 in conference play and 9-6 overall. Now joined by head coach Brian Berg on the Ford locker room wrap-up. I'll begin with rebounding because that was one of the keys you talked with me about before the game. Out-rebounded by 12 in game one. Today you come back out-rebounding Troy 33-23. Outstanding.
Yeah, by far the biggest focus in regards to our game plan this morning and our walkthrough. We wanted to make sure that we could keep these guys off the glass. They're extremely talented, getting to the glass for second chance points, and give credit to our players to make, you know, executing that game plan, not letting second chance points take place.
Making those winning plays, and it's a number of things, whether it's Zach Bryant on an offensive rebound, a putback off of a miss, Kamari Brown's thunderous dunk off a baseball pass from Eric Boone, Zach finding Getty on the left wing for a three, guys diving on the floor. When you get to the final 5 minutes of a game and it's a 1-2 possession thing, you look at those and how much they pile up for you as opposed to the opposition, and that's where you can see the difference in games like this.
In regards to our preparation and practice this past week, you know, we talked about how do you win a four-minute game? Well, you can't foul. You can't allow second-chance opportunities. You got to try to get to the free throw line. You got to make sure you get a shot every single time. These are the things that we're teaching. This allows us to have success. I thought the guys executed. We still have work to do, but we're seeing growth and we're seeing us getting better.
15 more assists. The thing that sticks out in this game, though, is that five guys had multiple assists, especially the game what turned out to be the game winner with getting knocking down the three with just north of 40 seconds left. It's not just Eric Boone with the five assists, but it's Cam Bryan with four assists off the bench, and it's multiples from Zach Bryant, from Getty, and from Elijah McCadden. Everybody just finding a way to make that impact offensively.
It's an unselfish brand of basketball. Danny, we had a chance to go play in a national championship game, and one of the pillars is you have to be unselfish. These guys are moving the basketball almost to a fault at times, but I like the unselfish play. I like 15 assists. It shows growth and it shows unselfish basketball, which is, allows you to have opportunities for success.
On Kamari's dunk in the final seconds, I'm going to guess he got his vertical from you.
I don't know about that, Danny. I can shoot it, but I can't jump like Kamari. But, you know, the one thing I will say about Kamari Brown, the game rewards guys that buy into the process.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, Kamari didn't have as many minutes. He didn't pout. He didn't sulk. The guy showed up every single day. He bought into his film study. He showed up extra at night, got shots up. The game rewards guys that buy into the process. Kamari's a great example of that and extremely excited for him. He was rewarded today with his play. I'm glad we were able to come away with a win.
You earn your sweep. You're back to 500 in conference play. The complexion of the season changes, even though we're still just three weekends into league play. You head to South Alabama next weekend, and this is different because these are matchups number 3 and 4 this season against the team that you hosted here to start conference play. So what more can you find on film to try to find something to exploit against them?
Well, we'll have a game plan. We'll get a chance to watch all the films. You know, the team's going to change throughout the year. But I'm excited about this matchup, excited to go down to South Alabama. It's important to us, though, that we have a great week of prep. We have to have a great week of prep, and our biggest word that we've been using over the last 2 weeks is consistency. We're trying to get this group to be as consistent as possible and give us their best version of themselves. And if we're able to do that, we're going to continue to get better. Our goal is to play our best basketball going into March 8th.
How did this weekend tell you that this team is capable of doing just that?
We had longer portions where we guarded. You know, to give credit to Troy. They're extremely athletic. They're all over the boards. But we had the ability to sit down and guard as a unit for longer periods of time. Was it a full 40? No. That's an area that we can continue to get better, and we'll continue to work on that in practice. But I see us guarding longer periods of time. I see an unselfish brand of basketball on the offensive end, and we're doing some good things.
Brian, appreciate the time. Great sweep. We'll catch up with you Monday night at the Bishop Fieldhouse.
Have a good weekend.
Head coach Brian Berg after his Eagles defeat Troy 63-56. We'll close things out with a look around the rest of the Sun Belt Conference and preview the coming week of programming. This is the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.